1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Heavy rain and flooding up and down the East Coast thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie. It's right now over Raleigh, North Carolina, after making a second landfall in South Carolina overnight.
Crews making at least 75 water rescues. Officials going door to door, warning people.
We're not forcing them to leave, but making them aware of the threat in terms of harm to them.
Vehicles unwisely driving into floodwater. In Evans County, Georgia, after 3 days of rain, people up to their waist in water. Today, cleaning up and salvaging what they can.
ABC's Ginger Z in the storm zone. Disappointment and fear among Taylor Swift fans. Three concerts in Vienna this week are canceled over an apparent terror plot. Two suspects in custody, three more still on the run. And the federal government's weekly jobless claims report is just out. 233,000 jobs added from last week, less than analysts had predicted. Analysts have said more claims means the economy is weakening. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW-Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
So we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Madison police chief is throwing his support behind the proposed referendum. Without it, each city department would have to make a 5% cut. For MPD, that's about $4.7 million. Chief Sean Barnes says without that money, they'd lose their community outreach team and the gang and neighborhood crime abatement team. Barnes has been on a mission to build more trust between the public and the police department, especially when it comes to communities of color. But he says without outreach, that's just impossible. Plus, Barnes told WISC the city would just be less safe if they made those cuts. And a new building is likely coming to downtown Madison. The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers' defense improves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and one player who stands out is pass rusher Rashawn Gary. Off the edge in the new 4-3 defense, in the backfield disrupting the offense. Rashawn, on how the defense is looking so far in camp.
I feel like just us as a defense, on just how physical, aggressive everybody is, and how we're all on one page.
Now, the Packers travel to Cleveland Saturday for their first preseason game. They've also added another place kicker, Alex Hale out of Oklahoma State, and former Dallas Cowboys defensive end Zach Morton. Baseball, Pat Murphy in a great mood after his Brewers beat the Braves in a back-and-forth game. 8-5 win last night in Atlanta. The Brewers manager talking about veteran catcher Gary Sanchez as a clutch hitter.
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, man, and he loves baseball. That's what I love about Gary, to have an older guy who loves baseball. I do an imitation of him right now, but I'll save it. I don't need to dominate this with humor.
Gary loves baseball.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. everyday yard cleanup from Scotts, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Back to me, look like.
Oh, my God. Okay, I've just resigned myself to the fact that this election cycle will not start making me cry. It will just not stop making me cry. And I'm going to totally happy cry when we win. Wow. Wow, wow.
You're such a girl.
What do we even say about what we're seeing? These rallies, I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. At the airport hangar, at the... You know the funny things? Everything Trump lies about is true.
Right.
They had to turn people away. You know he always lies about that. It's not true. Oh, my God. What was... Where was the 15, 20,000? I don't know which one. Wisconsin, Detroit? I mean...
The only place in Eau Claire big enough was that airplane hangar.
Right.
Oh, my God. They had to move to a bigger venue. Was it Detroit?
I think so.
Oh, my God. This is making Trump... Well, I don't think he has any shizzle left, as we said, Chris, yesterday. I'm not sure. I think he was born with very little shizzle, and now...
Where's he been?
Yeah.
I know.
He's been MIA.
People are saying that all over social media. Where are you, media?
Some people say...
What, is he sick? Is he hiding? Is he in his basement?
Some people say he had a stroke.
Seriously, it's so glaring at this point that he's... And J.D. Could J.D. Vance be a worse candidate?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Stalker.
He's stalking Kamala Harris physically on a tarmac going, I'm going to inspect my new plane. It's like you are not going to get any closer to that plane, mother, than you did to combat. Oh, what a douchebag. I know we're not supposed to denigrate anyone's service, especially those of us that didn't serve at all. But, oh, my God, they always do this, whether they're putting purple Band-Aids on to mock John Kerry's actual war hero service and Purple Hearts, right? Or John McCain. They do it to people on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Haley's husband. I mean, how dare he? 25 years in the National Guard, Tim Walz served, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So J.D. Vance, he tweeted and said it yesterday. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz? When the U.S. Marine Corps asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, he dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him. I think that's shameful. Ron retweeted that and said he retired after 25 years of honorable service. Paul, you went to Baghdad for 6 months and wrote press releases from an air-conditioned office. Again, we're not the ones that start with the denigrating, so because we should say thank you to anyone that served in any capacity.
Yep.
But and first of all, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He left to run for Congress before his unit was deployed.
Right.
So everything they say is a lie. It's despicable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, who is it? Boat Vets, of course, put out a statement. We're setting the record straight. You already accused Walz of stolen valor.
Yes, he did.
If anything, it's him. Like, Tim Walz never claimed he was in combat.
No.
But guess who was? Well, else wasn't. You weren't, J.D. Aye, aye, aye. He said, Boat Vets said, we're setting the record straight about Walz's military record. Among the fictional claims, Walz retired because he knew he was going to deploy to Iraq. Walz is using a rank he didn't attain. That's stolen valor. Boat Vets lane, this claim is bull. I'm submitted. Tim submitted his retirement request to the U.S. Army National Guard months prior to the notification of his unit's deployment. Also, the him saying he claimed a rank he didn't earn. The Minnesota National Guard says that's bull. It's entirely accurate to describe Tim as being, having been a command sergeant major, which, as Malcolm told us yesterday, is a BFD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It actually is a BFD. So, first of all, just based on complete lies, despicable to even bring it up. Let's not even get into, like, one service, like, denigrating another person's service. Was there anything I missed in this whole...
Michigas.
Yeah. And, by the way, he left to go to Congress to help veterans even more, which
yep.
he did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who's common defense heads said veterans who attack each other's service are weird. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, weird. By the way, did you see him with all the other white dudes on the tarmac literally stalking Kamala Harris?
It was creepy.
Oh, my God, a little lynchy. Seemed a little lynchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, right? Demanding to see his new plan. What a douchebag. Guess what, Chris? Americans are not going to vote for their childhood bullies.
No.
Right? Be like you and I voting for the Roman Gomez Carol Fisher ticket.
Exactly.
It's not
going to
happen.
Won't happen.
God, they're both such bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And liars. Just yesterday's news cycle, right? Trump gets caught lying. I don't know the Project 2025 of the Heritage Foundation. There he is.
A photograph.
Picture on 45
yeah.
minutes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Private plane with the Heritage Director, right? He's said it's on tape, him saying, this is the blueprint for my administration. Oh, my God. What else? Oh, he's caught on audio congratulating Tim Walz for what a great job he did.
Yeah.
In Minnesota during right. the George Floyd protests. Oh my God. And then they try to say the opposite now. Yes.
And yesterday, I was listening to him talking in Eau Claire yesterday, Vance talking in Eau Claire yesterday, and he was telling the story about how he met this this girl who 5 years ago lost her parents to a fentanyl overdose, and when is Biden going to stop fentanyl from coming across?
That was when Donald
and
was
I'm
president.
Like, wait,
Wait,
5 years ago?
This is going to go.
That's what Trump was. What are you talking? You're so bad at this. Oh, my God.
That's what I mean, Chris. This is going to go down in history. It's like the worst campaign ever.
Yes.
They are just pathetic. Everything is just lies. It's easily provable. Fact-checking.
He just fact-checked it himself. I'm like, this is so
I have never
bad.
Heard you hit that octave. That's
it is so
Oh, you
bad
know what you're
this.
Excited about that I forgot. See, this is how you know how much news is going on. I buried
morning.
The lead. Mark Hamill is confirmed for Chicago's sexy liberal.
Yes.
Okay, along with Representative...
Get those last tickets.
Oh, Representative Jan Schakowsky, Watergate Prosecutor Jill Weinbanks, and Thalia still working on more surprises.
Wow. And if you can't make it to Chicago...
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. All of
okay.
this is available at sexyliberal.com. Do not
yes.
search Google for sexy liberal
yes.
tickets.
Thank you
Go
for that.
Go to sexyliberal.com because... Any other place you get tickets from,
yes.
they're fake.
And scalpers are going to be on this one.
Yes.
Because, we are. Again, it'll sell out in person, so hurry, get those tickets.
Right.
If you're in the area or you're going to be there for the DNC, that show is going to be lit. August 17th. That is next Saturday.
I dare say the show will be brat.
Oh, would you stop with that?
Well, stop saying
can you
lit,
switch,
which is something that
can
the
you,
kids said.
Can you switch to fetch something?
Fetch is something people
Try to
said
make fetch
10
happen.
Years ago.
All right. What else do we? Also, my boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell said it. I swear he's always right. Lawrence O'Donnell.
He lost my boyfriend.
Keep your mitts off my
in
mom's
Boston.
Boyfriend.
Listen, I'm the one that pimped your mother out. So technically, I'm first in line for Lawrence. But Lawrence O'Donnell just said Kamala Harris's response to the protesters in Michigan was the strongest handling of protesters from any presidential candidate in history. A lot of history making here.
Yep.
Kamala Harris showed us tonight why she's going to be an exceptional president. Let's go. This was amazing. Wait, first of all, Frangela can tell us she's definitely black. That was the black lady look.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like, that's a look I get 5 seconds before my mom is going to whoop my ass.
Yep. Absolutely.
First of all. She met with the protesters. They were the people that were going to, you know, be undecided, not, you know, vote for Biden uh-huh. and
right.
the delegates,
right.
whatever. She met with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when they first interrupted, she said, everyone gets a, you know, we have free speech. So this was when they interrupted again.
Yeah.
They just kept doing it.
Right. So it wasn't like, you know, you have to look at it all in context, too,
right.
is that, you know, And I think she has walked a very careful line on a very emotional issue. And it just, first of all, if you've already met with the people, she's already heard you. How many of us get that opportunity to have her hear your concerns face to face? So she gave them that respect. Then when they interrupted at first, she said, you know, that's okay. We all have free speech. But, do we have this?
You do.
Which one?
19,
yeah.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking. We're not going back. We're not going back.
Wow, wow, wow. I mean, how is that manufactured excitement going for us? Is that all they got? Saying this is really? People are documenting with their own phones the miles and miles of people waiting, the cars lined up, these packed airport hangars and stadiums. And by the way, what was Trump's first thing? Oh, it's because you had a concert. Because you had a, there's no, right?
No
wasn't
concert.
A concert. I mean, it's just
no
every
concert,
excuse
no
they keep, like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one. Vice President Harris interrupts lock him up chants at the Wisconsin rally. Hold on. The courts are going to handle that part of it. What we're going to do is beat him in November.
Yep. Good.
I mean,
that's
perfect.
How you handle that.
Perfect.
That,
and handle like perfectly like a prosecutor who believes in justice
the
and
rule
in
of law.
The rule of law, right?
We have that audio, too.
You're so cute. I just want to squish your head like a grape. Okay. That's an effect.
I'm squishing your head.
I'm squishing your head.
Then we won't have an executive producer if you do that.
Chris doesn't want that
in an affectionate way. Like I squish Bonnie's head when I'm kissing her. I think I have officially, I kiss Bonnie more than she kisses me every day. It's really, I've become Pepe Le Pew because I'm on the road so much and I miss them so much. But I get home and I'm like, my little Moshelli.
And they try and squirm away. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're starting to Heisman me like, yeah.
Are you sexually harassing your own dog?
I think she is.
No, it's mama love.
They don't want it if they're trying to get away.
They're trying to get away, they don't want it.
Well, they can't get away. They're only 10 pounds.
Well, look at the way they're bent over that pinball machine. They want it, right?
Are they Ted Cruz's children?
They wouldn't dress in that tight fur if they didn't want it. That was weird. Which one did we say we have?
20 is the I Know Who Donald is.
Okay, there we go.
I know Donald Trump's tight. For example, as Attorney General of California, well, hold on. You know what? The courts are going to handle that part of it. What we're going to do is beat him in November.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just pitch perfect, this campaign. Yep. I want to date it and kiss it and marry it. I want a Pepe Le Pew this campaign. I just want
to squirm away?
Oh, my God, how about Tim Walz stopping and asking if someone can get some help and get them some water? Oh, my God, compare and contrast Trump to go, who's that baby? Somebody shut that stupid baby up.
Yep.
That was very Taylor Swift of him.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. It was.
And this is what we do. We help each other. Yeah. This is we show kindness to, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The big dad energy. It's just making me, my daddy issues are just erupting like Mount Vesuvius.
Especially he is so much older than you.
Because my dad taking the call from Goldwater, just the video I told you yesterday of him taking the call and how authentic their connection and their chemistry is, right? Oh, okay. I don't know what Barry's, I wasn't there. I was only, I don't know what Barry's call was like. He probably said, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do. He may have to start every speech with what Barry meant to say was.
Barry wished you were a sack of potatoes so that you could at least win Idaho.
Yes, exactly. He did it. Can't confirm that, but I think the official campaign photo is like, what are you holding?
I don't think he said that.
I doubt that he said that.
Ooh, what is that?
I did see him a part of you at our house when I was growing up, and he said, last time I saw you, you were a little squirt. I don't know. Was that a good Barry Goldwater? I don't know.
I don't know.
He told your dad, put that wombat down. You don't know where it's been.
Is that a dead bear cub? Is that roadkill? Oh, it's alive. Okay. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning kick. Oh, my God, I'm back on my bike. And, you know, I've been on the road, so I've been off my bike for, you know, a while. Yeah. I've been telling you. It is like I am powered by Morning Kick. Strawberry lemonade flavor and amazing energy boost supports my gut health. 10 supplements in one in there. Everything you don't have to worry about. It's probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. I just, like your mom would say, you don't have to worry. It's all good for you. Just eat. Just do it. Drink it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Wee! It'll make you say wee.
Ah.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
A day without Karen in Chicago is like a day without sunshine, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Or like a day with Anita Bryant that doesn't have homophobia in it. What? I don't know. I was trying to do the old orange juice commercial. Hi, Karen. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. You know, I feel like this, you know, the campaign slogan should be Harris Walls 2024. We're not sociopaths. Because, I mean, it just... It literally, it feels so good. Everybody I talk to is so happy. It was like, we have been threatened. We have been bullied. We have, and it feels like we now have people that are willing to fight for us, punch the bullies in the nose. And
this is a movement. As we were saying, it's not a moment. I mean, doesn't it feel like there's a thousand news cycles in one day now?
Yeah.
Like six despicable things they say or lies, and you know, four like amazing, joyous explosions on our side, right?
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And we have the perfect people to fight back. And I just, so this is my thing. So, you know, Kamala was heckled during her rally.
Yes. We just played that.
And that look she gave. Mm-hmm. Every child knows that. Every mother knows that look. And so I think that she needs to have the label of Mamala Kamala or Mama Kamala, because that mom look that she gave,
great.
That is everything.
And also it's, you know, how your mom gives you, steps, right?
Right.
She talked to them beforehand. She heard them. She let them talk the first time, interrupt her the first time, and then now it's the third time.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I just tell me you got nothing when you got nothing. Chris, to your point, Mike had tweeted about this. Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance blamed the tragic fentanyl-related death of two parents 5 years ago on Kamala Harris.
Right.
Can someone tell him who was president 5 years ago?
Right.
I mean, do they not have fact-checkers? Like, do they not? I don't know whether Trump is used to a free ride from the media, that the two giant lies that he got caught on tape yesterday about, right? Just like, what a cluster of a campaign.
Maybe he thought we wouldn't notice.
Campaign. Maybe. Right.
We noticed. I noticed immediately.
And by the way, I'm like, is this all you got? Jesse Waters attacks Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Because men should not move this way.
Right.
It's not the way. Can I just say I love the way he moves? It's like joyous. I love that leg kick thing he does when he's excited. Did you see a little kid made him laugh on the tarmac and he like started clapping and kicked his leg off? Like they were saying that was what he was like as a football coach. Like no one rooted for you more than he did. And I just am like, wow, good luck demonizing. What did Trump say? Oh, it's going to be he's going to unleash hell on earth.
Really?
Oh, good luck.
Piglet holder.
Tim Walz's big dad energy. Yeah, he said, I don't even get this. He criticized Tim Walz's unsettling body language, arguing men shouldn't move this way.
What does that mean?
Here's twitchy Tim on stage waving profusely in a very unsettling manner. We call it joy.
Yeah.
We call it joyful.
And at least he's waving
and excitement.
At people.
Right? He said, and then he said, this is Walz and his wife shaking hands like business associates, followed by a weird hug. Oh, hard to replicate the genuine warmth between Trump and Melania. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? I think she did a quick, like, congratulations, and then they hug. Like, another Fox douchebag said, some might call this weird. That's the only adjective that comes to mind right now. Oh, my God.
No,
they're pathetic.
Trying to make weird.
They're so pathetic with their Pee Wee Herman strategy, right? And that's weird to me. To think. Megyn Kelly told viewers she's scared of Walz, describing him as the most radical person in the Democratic Party.
Snowflake.
The most radical person in the Democratic Party?
She's scared of Big Dad energy. She's scared of Grandpa.
Daddy issues, Mark?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, seriously, that's it. That's all they got?
Right.
I don't like the way he moves. What? Oh, my God.
Have you seen the way Trump moves on stage?
Sorry he hasn't perfected the double handy J dance.
Oh, my God.
Like a real man.
Glass houses, Jesse Waters.
Oh, my God. Carl Frisch next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by 1 with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points.
When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting.
Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A longtime daycare facility is closing. The Learning Ladder in Cottage Grove is shutting their doors for good in a few weeks. It's been family-owned for 30 years, but the owners say they just don't have the funding they used to. Child Care Counts money was sent to daycares during the pandemic, but that money expired. Owners of the Learning Ladder say their state aid has dropped 65%. Of course, they're not unique. We're experiencing a child care shortage across the state. Democrats want to continue aid payments to daycares, while Republicans want to loosen regulations so they can accept more kids with fewer staff. But while state leaders debate how to support the industry, every year, hundreds of child care providers have closed. And the next time you visit a Madison public school, you may have your face scanned. The district is implementing facial recognition technology, replacing a pen and paper sign-in sheet. It also checks people against criminal databases and the sex offender registry. District leaders say this is a much safer option. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be giving away more Chula Vista gift certificates.
And Rocker will be back again with a Max Inc. preview.
Join us early in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
More information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Understand that in Minnesota you're going to be protected. And I just want to be clear, I will never understand what goes into the thinking of these folks who bully these children. That is not impacting them in one bit and making it a living hell for children, for families, for adults, for folks who are just trying to bring themselves in.
Okay. I think he brings up everyone's daddy issues. I love him more every single day. He is going to make me cry multiple times before the election, I can tell. Oh, I forgot the other best they got is Tampon Tim. That's the best
that's
they got.
So ridiculous.
Robert got to the joke first. Can we say he's Tampon Tim will stop the red wave? Yeah, that's pretty much what Tampon Tim's going to do. So, again, that is about giving girls dignity, putting, you know, free tampons in the bathroom so that, you know, kids that can't afford them and whatever. It's like...
Well, they're complaining that they're putting them in the boys' rooms. And the reason is that if there are girls that identify as boys, they need to be able to go into a restroom when they're menstruating.
Yeah. Art said, it's funny MAGA is calling Walt's Tampon Tim when their candidate strapped a maxi pad to his face for over a week. There's that.
There is that.
Yeah. Okay. Art, let's talk to our friend.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend. CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi, CarlFrisch.com. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. What are we watching, Carl? We've been talking politics for a lot of years. Isn't it like you're having a hard time just kind of processing it all every day? Like they keep saying, oh, this will calm down. And I'm like, no.
It's Kamala Walls-mentum.
That's it.
Yeah. It has been, a couple weeks now of Donald Trump hiding in his bunker and being afraid of what's going on around him, not knowing how to respond, putting J.D. Vance out there to try and respond, who can never quite execute the response.
Yeah.
Marvelous to watch.
I mean, Carl, as a school board member, it's like Chris and I said, America's not voting for their childhood bullies. Trump and Vance are our childhood bullies, right? And Tim Walz is the teacher that, you know, put Bactine on your wounds. It's after Carol Fisher pushed me through the bushes at the Y. That's the teacher. It's Mr. Raymond. Gave me a... Oh, you want to know what my Republican mom said when I asked her when I was in fifth grade? I'm like, Mom, my teacher's a man. Mr. Raymond, what do I do if I get my period? And she goes, oh, dear, just asking for a Band-Aid. Because Republicans are weird. And my mom was... But it just goes to show you, right? It just goes to show you he has so much empathy, whether it's for, you know, girls that are menstruating for the first time or people that are bullied or someone that looks like they need water and they got too hot.
Clyde, stop
He's a big guy. And, you know, I know people who went to school at the high school that he taught at. And he and his wife are exactly who you think they are based on what you've heard. You know, this is a guy who taught social studies. He was, you know, everybody knows this now, but he was the championship winning football coach. Mm-hmm. And he was the faculty advisor for the Gay Straight Alliance at a time when that was not something.
1999, Carl. This guy, I swear to God, I said it. You couldn't make him in a laboratory. He's so perfect. He's just, I can't, it's hard to put into words because someone said, like, he doesn't seem like a politician. He seems like a guy. Like, he's so authentic that it's hard to sort of process, right? How normal, we all know him, right?
I posted online, you know, after watching his speech when he, you know, was announced, that he's going to appeal very strongly to independent voters.
Yeah.
You know, this is somebody who is clearly, I would say unpolished, but that makes it sound like he's rough around the edges. And he's not rough around the edges. He's just remarkably authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was saying that he told him Harris camp he'd never used a teleprompter before. You know, I mean, Carl, as you're, you know, on the school board there, did you see that school teachers were the number one donators when Walz was added to the ticket? And school teachers, as you know, don't have a lot of money. I mean, when you were a political strategist, this is what you pray for, right? This kind of organic grassroots up movement, right?
Yeah, I think one thing that people have missed about teachers being the number one donor here is that it is at the very beginning of school that this is happening.
Right. Yeah.
And they are typically, you know, many of them are paying out of pocket for school supplies and other things because their schools don't have the funding they need. It's remarkable.
Don't you think this Trump Pence campaign will be taught someday? It's like the worst campaign ever run. Ron tweeted, I'm sure the new strategy from Cadet Bonespur's campaign to demean Tim Walz's 25 years of patriotic voluntary service in the U.S. Army will play well. Good luck, morons. They're just, I've never seen this many missteps this quickly. It's like they're with surgical precision trying to figure out how to alienate every single segment of the population, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as if they said, you know, we could just swift boat Tim Walz, but what if we tried to swift boat him and instead swift boated ourselves? you know, I think they are flailing. And the first thing that makes me think that is that it's very clear that they opened up an opposition research book that they got from some old campaign against Tim Walz and just started going through the material. By the way, none of that ever worked on him.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, just Phillips says Harrison Walz had a crowd of 14,000 at Temple University per campaign. Trump, by comparison, had 4,000. You know this is making him crazier. Travis said today's Harris-Walz campaign rally in Detroit has been moved to a larger outdoor venue, Detroit Metropolitan Airport, after more than 50,000 people have RSVP'd for the event. Governor Whitmer was going to join them there. I mean, Aaron said one day after Kamala Harris had a packed house in Philadelphia, she's following it up with another packed house in Wisconsin. Folks, a movement is brewing. Isn't that what it, you know, as a campaign strategist, you always go, is this a moment or is it a movement? And clearly, it's
It's a moment that is building a movement. And, you know, lots of candidates say that they're building a movement, right? But join my movement, join my movement. It's like, well, it's hard to join a movement if you're the only one walking. But that's not the case here.
I feel like I may explode if I could love Tim Walz anymore. He built the 12th night set at Mankato West High in the early 2000s. All of us weird theater kids. He also built a school bus out of butter. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I mean, what did somebody say? Just violent levels of Midwestern.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we should all be wearing camouflage hats at this point. But, you know, as you noted earlier, they sold out. So
I know in 30 minutes. Holy moly. But this moment, Carl, I just thought, this is like, again, all of our best teachers that, you know, he shut his speech down momentarily when he saw someone fall ill in the sun. He spotted a person off to the left and he immediately said, can we get somebody to help? Asking if he could get give the person water, noting the heat. He said, thank you for helping. Grateful. Thank you. He said, take care of one another on this. This is why we gather. Look, it's hot. Oh, my God. He's just going to make me burst into tears every day. He said, the idea of caring for our neighbor and kindness and a hand up when someone needs it or just a sense that people go through things and to be able to be there when they need it, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And that was just spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Summing up who we are on our side.
I wasn't sure at first who you were talking about there, but then it became very clear that it was not
Trump Donald Trump. Yeah. No, or J.D. Vance. But you know,
J.D. Vance is still at a gas station trying to figure out how to fill up his pump.
Right.
You know what's so funny? I what did I say, Chris? Donald Trump made me mean.
Yep.
It's been a long 8 years or whatever it's been. But isn't he that great teacher, Carl, that makes you want to be better?
Yes.
That makes you want to be, you know, a better man, as Tom Cruise would say. Anyway, but I...
Jerry Maguire?
Yeah. Well, because yesterday, I think it was Charlie Pierce first that said he has a real Ed Schultz energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, you know, just... Anyway, a bunch of people, but this one, Billy tweeted, you've mentioned Ed Schultz twice today in glowing terms. I loved Ed for years until the end when he became a Russian tool and a right-wing traitor. How soon some people forget. And maybe it's Tim Walz, but inspired me. I tweeted back. I said, I didn't forget, but Ed was very good to me when progressive radio began. He put me on his TV show a lot. I'm not going to beat up on a dead guy who was my friend and can't defend himself anymore.
Right.
You know, Wendy, just his wife, who was the nicest person in the world, just died of cancer in April finally. But I wasn't in touch with Ed the last couple of years. I don't know. I understand they probably had a lot of, they both had health problems. And, you know, listen, you know, Larry King, remember, went on RT, and he put me on his show a lot, and I felt bad to say no, but I didn't want to, obviously, support anything funded by Russia. So I can't speak to, but again, it's just, if the Tim Walz's, it's like, inspires us to just... Because, first of all, you can't beat up on someone that can't defend themselves anymore. Right. You know, like, I don't know the reasons and why. I wasn't happy about it either. But, you know, again, I wasn't in touch after he left radio and then MSNBC. I wasn't in touch. So anyway, but isn't that just part of the, what's it called? Like the juju of this campaign, right? Is joy and kindness. empathy.
If one bookend is when we fight, we win, the other bookend is like the clarion call of just do better, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody can do a little bit better to each other, to, you know, for ourselves, et cetera, and that we're all in this together. So I think that, you know, when people first heard that Walls was the nominee or the pick, after they Googled him, you know, some people were like, well, I don't understand this pick. I think he knocked it out of the park with that speech and showed people exactly why he makes sense as the pick. Because it's not just that he is from the Midwest. It's that he can connect on a very visceral level with the kind of voters that we need to win across the Midwest as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Someone said it best. We're basically getting Ted Lasso as the VP.
Yeah,
he is. He's Ted Lasso. I mean, it's sums up the whole just positive energy that we've been waiting for, right?
I can totally picture him making little biscuits for Kamala, the vice president.
Tied with a little bow.
Yeah. every morning on Air Force Two.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's important to note that it is not like Trump and Vance are going to take this lying down. They are trying to find a strategy here. And they will succeed in finding something that gets traction at some point. And so we can't just assume that momentum is going to carry us to the end. We are at this point right now with the momentum that we have because we have great candidates and because all of us have been fighting like heck for November mm-hmm. for more than a year. Don't let up now.
Yeah.
It was interesting. He was on the stump. He said, we'll sleep when we're dead. That's exactly the message we've been carrying for a year. Like, if you wake up the day after the election day and you're not exhausted, you didn't work hard enough.
I'm just saying, Harris Walls brought to you by Nike. a coach would say that.
Yeah.
But, I thought, you're right, Carl. All we could do is just, they're so easy to fact check because they're such liars. And they don't seem to bother. There's Trump literally on tape talking about what a great job Tim Walz did during the George Floyd, and lied again about he didn't call in the National Guard. He did. Trump didn't call in the National Guard until Governor Walz already had.
Right.
I mean, and by the way, Paul tweeted about what we were saying yesterday. During the George Floyd protests in Minneapolis, right-wing extremists, including members of the Boogaloo Boys, were involved in starting fires. Ivan Harrison Hunter, a Texas-based member, was charged with helping set fire to a police precinct and firing shots at the building. Additionally, a masked individual known as Umbrella Man, linked to a white supremacist group, was accused of inciting riots and starting arson fires. These actions were part of efforts by far-right groups to escalate violence during the protests. I mean, this whole, they let him burn Minneapolis to the ground. it's just so insanely a lie that I don't even know what to say,
Well, you could play the audio back to Donald Trump, but he just claimed that it wasn't him.
Right.
There's not an ounce of honesty in him.
Right. Oh, and then he told another Dear Sir story about Tim Walz, and I'm sure is a lie about him saving him from an angry mob.
Yeah. Something.
I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. He said with tears in his eyes, sir.
Sir.
Oh, Carl, I want to date and kiss and marry this election cycle.
Mean of us to be so hard on Trump. Imagine having to run for president while battling bone spurs.
The audacity to try to criticize Tim Walz's 25 years of service when you're led by Captain Bone Spurs is just, and 6 months in an air-conditioned tent, J.D. Vance, please.
Actually, it's interesting you say that. Audacity was actually J.D. Vance's first middle name.
The Audacity of Dope was his first book. Hey, I made a funny there. Okay. Love you, Carl Frisch.
Likewise.
All right. See you next week. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Oh, my God. It's just, it's the sexy liberal of companies, right?
Yep.
It makes you feel good. They give money to all kinds of sexy liberal causes. Mm-hmm. It's America's only progressive phone company. They share their values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits, right? Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. Jody, you get to vote, right?
Mm-hmm. Every month.
People get to vote on what they would like some of their donated dollars
to
go.
That's cool.
This is what democracy looks like. All right, fine. God, this is somewhat less supportive crowd than Kamala gets. Okay, listen, Credo Mobile is a way you can make a difference. Do it now! You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and much more. An easy, effective way for you, yes, you, to make a difference in the world. And switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com, or call us at 877-346-0516, credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I need a drink. Where's the bar?
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Just Thrive. Oh my God, I love these new products.
Yeah.
You know me, we're kind of health nutty around here.
Yeah.
And you always are like, oh, supplements, do I need them? Do they work? These supplements, because you've heard a lot of stuff about probiotics, right? But you got to do your research, right? Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics.
Right.
It is a spore probiotic, banishes bloat, constipation, so your gut produces more serotonin, the happy hormone, and also Just Calm. They're like my stress-fighting duo. Just Calm is a breakthrough stress-busting formula. It's an exclusive mood-lifting blend. It's clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Plus, it supports better sleep. Just Calm, Just Thrive. You have the ultimate stress-fighting duo. It's going to be, even the highs are going to be exhausting these next 3 months.
Sure.
Eat it. You can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off a 90-day bottle. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie. It's like getting a month for free.
Free.
And download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. 55 minutes after the hour, Lucretia and Milwaukee are sweet. Sweatiest of all church tours.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have two points to make very quick. The first one is Kamala Harris. My God, just
right.
Yes, last night I heard it this morning when I was doing a couple Uber rides pickup, and she was poised and professional at the hecklers, and I'm glad she said what she said. And as you have to understand, it's like Trump is not for you. This is not the time to heckle. This is the time to come together and fight for democracy.
Yeah, she is
now my second.
Yeah, she's chef's kiss. Go ahead.
Okay. And my second point is that I don't understand why there's not enough alarms going off about these fake electors not wanting to certify the election.
There are alarms going off, and Mark Elias is talking about it. And you know, I'm glad a spotlight has been shown on these three because Trump pointed them out right in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people were like, I hope you're ready to go to jail for him. You know, I just keep your head down, do what you can do. Look how creepy this photo is.
Oh yeah,
it's like a evil Entourage reboot. Look
it's
at
weird.
This. It's J.D. Vance and a bunch of white dudes. Ron said Vance with his posse of white dudes today trying to stalk Harris at the airport. Creepy weirdo. Yeah. Creepy, stalky, and a little bit lynchy, this picture.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah.
God. Kate in Milwaukee. Hello, Kate.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Lucretia, I have a gift for you, so we have to hook up at some point here before the Chicago show.
Okay.
secondly, I, as a vet, what J.D. Vance is doing is so offensive to me, I can't even begin to talk about it because it just makes my blood pressure go through the roof. Thirdly, I love the whole J.D. Vance versus Tim Walz thing where they're comparing, like, J.D. Vance is the guy who comes and mows your lawn when your leg is broken.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry,
Walz
is the one who comes to mow your lawn when – and then J.D. Vance is the one who calls the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Yes, because he's a douchebag. Exactly. Sorry, our beloved Heartbreak is here.
Well, yes.
And we have Dr. Doom coming up, who everyone's killed at New York Sexy Liberal. He's a funny MF.
He is very
I'm telling
funny.
You. Okay. And Dana Goldberg all coming up on The Big Shoe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.